And now, as we tribute Lorne Michaels, please welcome Kennedy Center honoree, Steve Martin.
Okay, let's bring this thing to a halt. When the Kennedy Center called me and asked if I could do 6 minutes, I said, yeah, when I was in my 30s. Tonight is very special for me because when I was just a little kid, I used to get all dressed up and play Honoring Lorne Michaels at the Kennedy Center. And I'm especially proud tonight to honor Lorne, who is the only Canadian not in Schitt's Creek. But what does a producer do? I am often asked that. Well, I'll tell you what a producer does. But first, just turn around and take a look at Lorne right now. Just turn around and look at him. Do it. That's what a producer does. And now, here's more on Lorne's creative process through the words of his friends and collaborators.
Hi, I'm Lorne Michaels, the producer of Saturday Night.
We don't go on because it's ready, we go on because it's 11:30.
The host! It's funny.
He's this Canadian guy.
Ringmaster, the puppet master. He's been vilified, sanctified. He is Saturday Night Live.
People don't know this about Lorne, but he was in a comedy troupe. So Lorne was a performer. And when he gives you notes, he's giving you notes as a performer.
Lorne did make a show that revolved around his personal life. He wasn't going to start work before noon. He'd have a nice breakfast, then come into work, and then a bit of a meeting or two, and then go to dinner, and then maybe then you start to do the comedy.
He's created something that hadn't existed.
Fever.
An iconic cultural institution. It's like as if he created Yale or NASA.
He was sort of the businessman and has that droll, kind of dry delivery. I think that made the show even cooler.
Okay, Lorne, be honest. What'd you think?
I hated it.
Okay, now don't be honest.
I thought it was great.
Lauren's incredibly involved in the show. Every decision from what sketches get picked, sets, performance notes.
Who's that checking out the set in between commercials? Lauren! Who's hanging backstage nursing a glass of white vino? Lauren!
He's incredibly loyal to the people that work for him. Because he's a writer himself, he respects writers as much as performers. He has impeccable taste, whether he's choosing a musical guest or discovering new talent or just choosing between the smarter of two fart jokes.
It's very hard to make that choice about what's right and what's funny. Lorne is the one that really pushes you to find something that's both.
If you get into the Lorne Michaels world, your life will change. You'll never be the same.
Because he sees things in you that you don't yet. But yeah, man, that's my coach.
Still has the creative energy. I know that he still loves the show.
Please welcome Kate McKinnon and Kristen Wiig.
Wow, you know, I have to say, thank you. That dancing, it really did help with my nerves.
Me too. Yeah.
This is nerve-wracking. Look at the room.
Look at this room. Look at it.
Lorne has shepherded the creation of hundreds of iconic characters, characters like Mary Catherine Gallagher that inspired us, made us laugh, and gave us an excuse to sniff our armpits in public. Just me.
The looks of these characters, their voices, costumes, and especially their catchphrases remind us what SNL has given to all of us for decades.
Yeah.
And by decades, I mean groups of 10 years.
We just both wanted to take this opportunity to thank you, Lorne, for everything you've done for us as Americans, as comedians, as 12-year-old misfits, and as friends.
Yes, and I think it's safe to say without you, Lorne, there's a good chance we would be living in a van down by the river. Lorne, we love you.
We love you. Congratulations.
Kennedy Center.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Seth Meyers.
day he hired me, Lorne said, don't think of me as a boss. Think of me as a friend. And then he didn't speak to me again for 5 years. I didn't take it personally. He was very busy. He still is. Weekend Update is the cornerstone of SNL. It's the place for anchors to be themselves, for cast members to break new characters, and for people who don't watch the news to find out what's going on in the world. You know, whenever people used to say to me, I get my news from Weekend Update, I would always respond, oh, that's a terrible idea. But now, considering some of the other options out there, I say, you know, go for it. I mean, at least Update is proofread. When SNL premiered on October 11th, 1975, the idea of a parody newscast wasn't a new one. But as with every idea, it's all in the execution. So when Chevy Chase sat behind the desk and announced that the post office is going to issue a stamp commemorating prostitution in the United States, it's a 10-cent stamp, but if you want to lick it, it's a quarter. He didn't just get a laugh. He launched an institution.
And now, Weekend Update with Chevy Chase.
Good evening. I'm Chevy Chase, and you're not.
Good evening. I'm Dan Aykroyd.
And I'm Jane Curtin. Please welcome Mr. Bill Murray.
They got me doing the hard news this year.
Thank you, folks. Good evening.
I'm Norm Macdonald, and this is the news.
Hi, I'm Colin Quinn. Here are tonight's top stories.
Here are tonight's top stories.
Here are tonight's
top, here are tonight's
top stories.
Welcome to Weekend Update. I'm Michael Che.
I'm Colin Jones.
Weekend Update with Kevin Nealon.
Good evening. I'm Kevin Nealon, and here are tonight's top stories. This evening in Washington, D.C., Saturday Night Live creator Lorne Michaels, who shall remain nameless, was presented with the Kennedy Center honor in recognition of his incredibly generous contribution. to American culture. Notably absent from the tribute was the most popular original cast member, Cocaine. But what a thrill it must be for Lorne to be lumped in at the very last minute. With these other very worthy honorees tonight. You are in good company, my friend. And between you and me, I really hope it's you that wins tonight. But my money is actually on Bet. In all sincerity, Lorne, congratulations on your Kennedy Center honor and for giving me the job of a lifetime. If it weren't for you letting me go on SNL, I never would have gotten that lucrative blood thinner commercial. So thank you, Lorne Michaels. And thank you, Big Pharma. I'm Kevin Nealon, and that's news to me.
And now, please welcome Keith Davidson.
All right. Hello. Hi, everybody. It's a privilege to be able to honor Lorne Michaels here tonight, and even more to be able to call him my friend. What amazes me about him is that he's been doing the show for almost 50 years, and he's still passionate about it. One of the parts of the show that Lorne gets most excited about are the political impressions. They take on a life of their own. Basically, if you're in politics and you screwed up, we've got someone who looks or sounds like you, you're going to be on the show. You know? And if you screwed up and we don't have someone who looks or sounds like you, I get to play you. Ever since the cold open of the fourth episode, when Chevy Chase played bumbling President Gerald Ford, political impressions have been a hallmark of Saturday Night Live.
Ladies and gentlemen, the President of the United States.
Ford popularity is certainly on a sharp rise here. Whereas
you know I'm not a crook, Henry. You know that I'm innocent.
I love...
I'm watching you do your impression of me, and I gotta say, it's nothing like it.
Well, I'm sorry, Mr. President. I think it's a fair impression.
I'm Hillary Rodham Clinton.
Hey, great name.
More hilarious stars of Saturday Night Live. Plus, Paul Simon performs as our tribute to Lorne Michaels continues. The 44th Kennedy Center Honors. This is CBS.
Lorne Michaels, Mr. Wise Guy over here. Lorne has proven that laughter is good for the soul. If you can't laugh at yourself, we're in real trouble. And you make me laugh at myself a lot.
Weekend Update with Amy Poehler and Seth Meyers.
Good evening. I'm Amy Poehler.
And I'm Seth Meyers.
And here are tonight's top stories. Comedians, hosts, and writers have gathered in Washington, D.C. tonight to honor Canada's most talented and beloved emigre, Joni Mitchell. Joni Mitchell, best Canadian of all time, no exceptions.
Lorne David Michaels left Canada for the United States in 1968 because he always dreamed of paying for health care out of pocket. Plus, he knew SNL could only succeed in the States because in Canada, it's illegal to make someone work for 90 consecutive minutes.
But we are so happy to be here tonight. This Kennedy Center honor is a long time coming for Lorne, since he said he would only accept it when J-Lo and Ben got back together.
Lorne deserves this honor tonight, if only to celebrate the fact that, unlike so many others, he resisted the urge to travel to space this year. Because he has the money.
Lorne has always been a great supporter of women. He put Tina Fey and me on the update desk together, and a generation of young women collectively thought, maybe someday I can be on TV for 12 minutes in the middle of the night. In all seriousness, Lorne, we love you. Thank you for changing our lives and for taking a chance on these two not ready for primetime players.
For Weekend Update, I'm Seth Meyers.
I'm Amy Poehler. Good night.
Very nice.
Good evening, everyone. It's not that often that you get invited to Washington, D.C. to talk about your boss in front of the President of the United States. At least not under oath, that is. But if you can find a job where that might even remotely happen, take it. Don't ask questions. Just sign up. That's the kind of job that Lorne has given me. He took a kid from the south side of Atlanta, and he turned him into the longest-running sketch performer on the greatest show on television. He allows all of us the freedom to explore ideas that we think are funny and the time to develop our characters and ourselves as artists. Lorne, having you by my side has been priceless. I'm getting verklempt. I can't thank you, but I want to thank you more than you'll ever know. And to our other honorees tonight, congratulations on your honors. Bet, give me a call.
It's Weekend Update with Colin Jost and Michael Chang.
Good evening. Welcome to Weekend Update. I'm Michael Che.
I'm Colin Jost. Well, it was a lot easier for the other update anchors to make jokes about Lorne. He's not their current boss.
This is so nerve-wracking. I haven't been here in D.C. since January 6th. It's not what you think. It's not what you think. I needed a new laptop. I gotta admit, it's intimidating doing jokes in front of President Biden. I keep having to remind myself that there's no way he's still awake right now, is there? Lorne has been nominated for the Emmys a record 94 times, and he has won the Emmy 20 times, which also means Lorne has lost the Emmy a humiliating 74 times.
John Lennon once said that he and Paul McCartney were watching SNL together in 1976 when Lorne made his offer for the Beatles to reunite for $3,000, and they considered going down to 30 Rock but decided not to because they were tired. Which really just goes to show that even the biggest rock stars of all time fall asleep after update.
Motown Records founder Berry Gordy is also being honored tonight. And you know, for decades, Motown Records was the highest earning African-American business. Then the CIA invented crack.
I'm glad he told that one. Lorne, you are the best and really only boss I've ever had. And as I've said to you occasionally in a vague, but I hope meaningful way, thank you for everything. For Weekend Update, I'm Colin Jost.
And I'm Michael Che. Congratulations, Lorne.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Jimmy Fallon.
Yeah, it's great to be here speaking in front of the most powerful man in the world, and also President Biden. This is a strange place to do comedy. It's the first time I've ever told a joke and thought, gee, I hope the Undersecretary of Labor thought that was funny. For almost 25 years, Lorne Michaels has guided my career. But let's focus on his accomplishments instead. I think the term genius is overused, but in Lorne's case, he said it was okay. Lorne never wanted Saturday Night Live to be easily defined. He wanted to keep it evolving and changing with the times and the taste of the viewers. And that evolution can be best charted through the musical guests that he chooses to appear each week. Through the years, some of the biggest names in rock and roll and pop, artists who were just about to set the charts on fire, all accepted his invitation to perform. Name the hottest act, and you'd find them on Saturday night. From the Rolling Stones to Tina Turner, Foo Fighters, Prince, David Bowie, Lady Gaga, Ray Charles, Billie Eilish, Miley Cyrus, Bruno Mars, to Justin Timberlake. If you are music of the moment, you are on Saturday Night Live. Lorne, as a finale to your tribute, it's my pleasure to introduce an artist who was there at the very beginning. He's a music legend. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Kennedy Center honoree, Paul Simon.
Let us be lovers, we'll marry our fortunes together. I got some real estate here in my bag. So we bought a pack of cigarettes, and this is Wagner Pies, and walked off to look for. America.
Our tribute to the divine Bette Midler is next, featuring more Grammy, Oscar, and Tony-winning superstars. The 44th Kennedy Center Honors. This is CBS.